As for heavy practice this week, the Packers have put that hay in the barn, and it's time to look ahead to the 49ers.
The game will likely be Aaron Rodgers' first and only preseason appearance. He's been crazy good in practice and says he needs to see, quote, nothing from himself during whatever playing time he gets. That time, however, will be valuable to his teammates.
It's a little different tempo when I'm in there, obviously, because I've been in this offense for a long time. So I'll set the tempo with my own pace and push the guys, and that'll help.
One of those guys will be Jared Cook, the new tight end who's caught four preseason passes today, but who's also looking forward to the first thrown by Aaron Rodgers.
He really reads defenders well, meaning how the defender's playing you or the spots in the zone on where to put the ball.
Rookie tackle Jason Spriggs may not play with Rodgers, but his level of play will be worth noting. Spriggs had some rough snaps against Khalil Mack and the Raiders, but he did learn one of the game's most important lessons.
The better your opponent is, the more you have to kind of push that out of your head and realize that your fundamentals will take care of what they need to take care of.
The Niners game, another measuring stick in the battle for roster spots, and only one will go to a punter. The competition between Tim Mastay and Peter Mortel continues.
I feel good about my camp. I don't know what the perception of my camp is, but yeah, I feel good about how I'm hitting the ball.
I know that, you know, I'm auditioning for this job, but in addition, I'm auditioning for the whole league. And so I'm just worrying about just progressing every day, and I'll let everything else kind of take care of itself.